morning, church. I hope everyone had a great Christmas celebration with family and or friends this past week, and I'm glad for the chance to share God's word with you this morning, the last Sunday of
2025.
Now, if you were here with us last week during our Christmas service, you would have seen three of our sisters declare their faith and commitment to being a disciple of Jesus Christ publicly to the world through their water baptism.
如果您上周参加我们的圣诞礼拜，看到我们三位姊妹透过水洗礼，向世人公开宣告他们对耶稣基督的信仰与委身。
It was a wonderful, joyful occasion, that joyful, to see how much God has touched our lives, and I was very thankful to hear Sister Wendy's testimony of how God brought her from a place of despair to being filled with love and hope that she has not experienced before.
看见神如此触动他们的生命，真是令人欣喜。我非常感谢听到温迪姊妹的见证，她讲述了神如何带领她走出绝望，让她充满前所未有的爱和希望。
It was like music to my ears, and that's because the new song that God had her sing was similar to one that I sang myself when God saved me over 20 years ago.
她的见证对我来说简直是天籁之音，因为上帝让她唱的这首新歌和我20多年前蒙神拯救时自己唱的那一首非常相似。
Whether we realize it or not, we are all singing a song in life that describes the state of our hearts.
无论我们是否意识到，每个人都在心中唱着一首歌，这首歌描绘了我们内心的状态。
Even though we may not be physically singing a song, you know this to be true when you feel your heart touched by a song you may be listening to on the radio or maybe hearing in passing.
其实我们没有真正的开口唱歌，当你听到收音机里播放了某首歌曲， 或是偶然听到的某一首歌，如果你的心被触动，你就会明白这句话的含义。
I did not know God at first, and the songs that touched my heart to the very core, especially in high school, had to do with lonely suffering.
起初我并不认识上帝，尤其是在高中的时期，那些深深触动我内心的歌曲，都是与孤独和痛苦有关的。
But eventually, I knew of and experienced God, and the songs that have touched my heart the most since then have been worship songs, because God had placed a new song in me.
但是最终我认识了上帝，也经历了他的恩典。从那个时候起，最能触动我内心的歌曲都是赞美诗，因为上帝在我心中放了一首新的歌。
So on the last Sunday of the year as we approach 2026, I feel moved to take a look at a passage that reflects on how God puts a new song in us when he saves us and the impact of that song.
因此，在这个在这个一年中的最后一个星期天，当我们即将迎来2026之际，我深受的感动，想要分享这一段经文。这段经文讲述了上帝拯救我们的时候，如何赐予我们一首新的歌，以及这首歌所带来的影响。We're
going to take a look at one of King David's many songs in the Book of Psalms.
我们将研读诗篇中大卫王所写的众多诗作之一。
There's a conversation among scholars as to what was going on in David's life as he writes this, but all can agree that he was suffering through a valley in his life.
学者们对于大卫那时写下这首歌的处境众说纷纭，但是大家一致认为当时的他正经历人生低谷。We
all go through valleys, and some people would think of 2025 as a valley, and I want to take a look at this one that David is going through in Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 to 3, and see together how God can save us not only for our good, but for the good of those around us.
我们每个人都会经过低谷，我想大家一起来看看大卫在诗篇40章1到3节中所经历的低谷，并一起探讨上帝如何拯救我们。这不仅是为我们自身的好处，也是为了我们周围人的益处。
In this passage, I will highlight three aspects of God we see in these verses.
在这段经文中，我将重点阐述我们这些经文中看到的上帝的三个面向。
The first aspect is God's compassion.
第一个面向是上帝的怜悯。
The second aspect is God's salvation.
第二个面向是上神的救恩。
The third aspect is God's transformation.
第三个面向是神所带来的转变。
Now, since the passage was already read, I'm going to pray first, and then we will proceed to the first point.
既然这段经文我们刚刚已经读过了，那我们先来祷告，然后我们再来开始讨论第一个要点。
All right, so let's pray.
一起来祷告吧。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now to hear this song of David.
亲爱的天父，我们来到您的面前，聆听大卫这首诗歌。
We pray that listening to this song will allow us to hear the song in our own hearts.
我们祈求您让我们在聆听这首诗歌时，你能听到我们自己内心的歌声。
We thank you and give you all the glory you deserve.
我们感谢您，并将一切荣耀归给于您。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名这样祷告。
Amen. So let's get to the first aspect that to look at this morning, and that's God's compassion.
我们先来看今天第一个早上第一个讨论的第一个面向是上帝的怜悯。
So.There was a moment a long time ago, when my niece, who was a toddler at the time, some of you might have seen her at the wedding, was doing something her parents instructed her not to do.
很久之前呢，我的侄女，当时还是一个满身学步的孩子，她做了一件父母亲不让她做的事情。
I forgot what it was exactly. It might have been that she hit her older brother in the face. But on purpose, but regardless, it was something that called for discipline.
我不太记得具体是什么事情了，可能是他故意打了哥哥的脸，但不管怎么样，那件事情需要他被惩罚。
Her parents put her in the corner, facing the wall, and as soon as she was put in that position, she knew what that meant.
他的父母亲让他面壁思过，当他被罚站就明白这代表什么意思。
She was being punished.And the moment she made this realization, she started to cry.
她知道自己受到了惩罚，意识到这一点以后，她就开始哭了起来。
As my sister watched my niece cry, and as her cry got louder, I could see that my sister's face went from being strict to soft. And eventually, it didn't take long before my sister went to my niece and confirmed with her that she was sorry.
我妹妹看到侄女哭，随着哭声越来越大，我看到我妹妹的表情从严肃变得柔和。没多久，妹妹就走到侄女身边，向她确认她知道已经她做错事情了。
She was then no longer banished to the corner.
之后，侄女就不再被罚站。
What happened to my sister there?
我妹妹到底发生了什么事情
？Why could she not remain indifferent to my niece's cries?
她为什么无法对侄女的哭声无动于衷？
Well, when you love someone, it pains you to know that they are suffering.
当你爱一个人的时候，得知他们正在深受痛苦，你会感到心痛。
When they cry, the sound of it just melts the stone layers around your heart.
当他们哭泣的时候，那哭声仿佛能融化你心中最坚硬的冰层。
So a natural reaction to the pain of someone you love is compassion.
所以面对你所爱之人的痛苦，最自然的反应就是同情。
It comes in the form of care and comfort through words and actions that help alleviate the symptoms of that suffering, or at least reassures the person that they're not alone.
这种同情体现在于言语或行动上的关怀和安慰，它可以帮助减轻痛苦的症状，甚至让痛苦的人感觉到他们并不孤单。
It could be something as simple as a hug, or more complex as flying across the country.To attend your best friend's mom's funeral.
这可能是一个简单的拥抱，也可能是一个更复杂的举动，例如飞越全美去参加你最好朋友母亲的葬礼。
That is what God does for David here in this passage.
在这段经文中，上帝正是这样对待大卫的。
David was a man after God's own heart, who knew that God sought a broken and contrite heart that offered obedience in faith over ritualistic sacrifice.
大卫是一个合神心意的人，他知道上帝所寻求的是一颗破碎悔改的心，一颗以信心顺服而非形式化献祭来敬拜上帝的心。
David had no problem crying out to God because he loved and trusted him.
大卫毫不犹豫地向上帝呼求，因为他爱上帝，也信靠上帝。
In Psalm 116 verses 1 and 2 it says, I love the Lord for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy because he turned his ear to me.I will call on him as long as I live.
诗篇116章说，我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求，他既向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。
And the Lord loved David, which is why he responded with compassion in this passage that came in the form of turning to him and hearing his cry.
耶和华也爱大卫，因此在这段经文中，他以怜悯回应大卫，转脸垂听他的呼求。
God heard his cry.
上帝听到他的呼求。
That's how compassion starts, by just paying attention and taking notice.
怜悯之心正是由此而生，始于关注与留意。
If you don't care about someone, you're not going to see the tears coming from their eyes or hear the cries from their mouths.
如果你不关心某个人，你就不会看到他们眼中的泪水，也不会听到他们口中的哭声。
But when you do care and notice, then your heart is movedto act, which is compassion at work.
当你真正关心并注意到这一切时，你的心就会被触动，从而采取行动，而这就是怜悯的体现。
Just as Jesus was moved by the cries of Mary and Martha to do something about Lazarus, their brother, and eventually raise him from the dead, God in this passage was moved by his compassion to react to David's pain and suffering, and it starts by turning to him.
正如耶稣被玛丽和玛莎的哭声所感动，决定为他们的兄弟拉撒路做些什么，最终使他死而复生一样，在这段经文中，上帝也因怜悯之心而对大卫的痛苦和磨难做出回应，而这一切都始于上帝转向大卫。
The interesting thing about the Hebrew word netah, which I have there translated as turning to him in this NIV translation, is thatIt goes a little bit further, than the translation may suggest.
在新国际版圣经希伯来文的这个字翻译为转向他，但有趣的是，这个字的意思比译文所表达的更深一层。
If you look at the ESV, the same word is translated as "he inclined to me," and in the NASB, it is translated as "he reached down to me."
在标准版 ESV 的版本中，同一个字被翻译为他俯身向我，而在 NASB 的版本中则被翻译为他伸手帮助我。
God did not just turn to face him, but God went after him.
上帝不只是转过身来面对大卫，而是主动去寻求他。
He took a direct hands-on approach with David to pull him out from the hopelessness that he was experiencing.
他以直接、亲力亲为的方式帮助大卫摆脱绝望的困境。
There are some people who have this impression that God is this distant creator who set this world into motion after making it and have been hands-on ever since.
有些人认为上帝是一位遥远的造物主，他创造了这个世界，并使其运转起来以后就撒手不管了。
Their understanding is that.God doesn't care about the pain and suffering we go through because he allows it to happen anyways.
他们认为上帝并不关心我们所经历的痛苦和磨难，因为他允许这一切发生。
The truth is that if God didn't really care about us, then he wouldn't bother to respond to our cries and have the compassion to reach out to us directly in our worst times, to bring us out of the pit of destruction or slimy mud or miry bog, which I will get into later.
但事实是，如果上帝真的不关心我们，他就不会回应我们的祈祷，也不会在我们最艰难的时候伸出援手，把我们从毁灭的深渊或泥泞的沼泽中拯救出来。这一点我稍后会再做更详细的阐述。
I think one of the difficult things for people to get past is that God may not respond the way we want or according to our timing.
我认为人们很难接受的一点是。上帝可能不会以我们想要的方式或时间来回应我们。
In this song, David made it a point to highlight that he had to wait patiently for God.
而在这首诗歌中，大卫特意强调他必须耐心等待上帝。
You see, when we are in pain, patience is not one of the virtues that are easy to exhibit at that point in time.
当我们痛苦的时候，耐心并不是我们当时容易展现的美德。
When we hurt, we want that hurting to end like yesterday.
当我们受伤的时候，我们希望痛苦立即消失。
We want to get over the pain of that broken relationship so we can move forward to the next one.
我们想要摆脱那段破碎感情来带来的痛苦，以便继续前行。
We want to move past the uncertainty of being unemployed and have our next job already.
我们想要摆脱失业带来的不确定性，尽快地找到下一份工作。
However, God does not work by our ways because His ways are higher.
然而，上帝行事的方式与我们不同，因为他的道路高于过于我们的道路。
He sees the full picture.
他洞悉全局。
He knows what is best for us, even if we disagree with Him from time to time.
即使我们有时候不理解，他也知道什么是对我们最好的。
So despite David's suffering, God's best for David was to have him wait. And when he did, God made it worth it.
因此，尽管大卫遭受苦难，但上帝为他安排最佳的方案，就是让他等待。而当他耐心等待之后，上帝最终让他得到了丰厚的回报。
So this leads us, waiting patiently, yes. So this leads us to the second aspect, God's salvation.
第二个是神的救恩。
So what do I mean, God made the waiting worth it?
我说上帝让等待值得，这是什么意思呢？
What did God do?
上帝做了什么？
Well, God saved David from whatever he was going through internally at the time.
上帝拯救了大卫，使他摆脱了当时内心所经历的一切痛苦。
Whatever was causing David's anxiety, depression, and hopelessness,no longer had his hold over him.
无论是什么导致大卫的焦虑、忧郁和绝望，这些负面的情绪都不再控制他。
His mind, heart, and spirit would be free, and he could breathe easier again, even though his circumstances may not necessarily have been addressed.
他的思想、心灵和精神都得到了自由，他可以再次轻松地呼吸，尽管他的处境可能并没有真正的改变。
Some people might be wondering, well, how much good does that really do him?
有些人可能会问，这对他到底有多大的帮助？
If you ever worked in the mental health field where people are paralyzed and unable to function normally because of the feelings that they can't control, this would mean everything.
如果你曾经在精神健康领域工作过，见过那些无法控制自己情绪而瘫痪、无法正常生活的人，你就会明白这其中的意义有多么的重大。
If we took a tour of David's inner world, you would understand why.
如果我们深入了解大卫的内心世界，你就会明白其中的原因。
Oh, and for those who might be confused, this is the ESV translation, whereas we've read the NIV translation before. So I like to kind of open things up here, all right?
这是不同版本的诗篇。
Okay, so according to David,God pulled David up from what he called a pit of destruction and out of the miry bog.
根据大卫所说的，上帝把他从他所谓的毁灭之坑和泥泞的沼泽中拯救出来。
Now, to break down the imagery of pit of destruction, we have to understand that the word translated as pit here appears in other places in the Bible as the words well or cistern, and the word destruction is associated with a roar of noise.
要理解毁灭之坑这个比喻，我们必须明白，这里翻译成坑的这个词，在圣经其他地方也翻译作为井或是蓄水池，而毁灭这一个词则与咆哮或巨大的声响连接在一起。
By show of hands, anybody here ever seen a well before?
有人看过井吗？可以举起你们的手。
Okay, good. Then you know what I mean when I say that they can be tight, so if you end up falling in one,It can get pretty claustrophobic in there.
井通常非常的狭窄，所以如果你掉到井里面的话，你会感到非常的幽闭恐惧。
The further you go down, the walls seem to be closing in on you even more and further away from the light you get.
你越往下掉，井壁似乎就越向你逼近，离光明也越来越远。
It's almost as you're falling through unending darkness with little room to breathe.
感觉就像坠入无尽的黑暗，几乎无法呼吸。
Now, the hope would be that you will land in smooth waters underground that will be easy to tread, but the waters that David is describing here are one with a massive roar.
你或许会希望最终能够落入平静的水面，可以轻松的划水、踩水， 但大卫在这里描述的水却伴随着巨大的轰鸣声。
So instead of a calm underground pool, you are trapped in an underground hurricane which tosses you back and forth, getting ready to drown you at any moment.
所以你并非处身于平静的地下水池，而是被困在地下的飓风中，被来回的抛掷，随时有可能会被淹死。
It feels you can die at any time.
感觉随时都可能会丧命。
Or how about this? Instead of a sudden death, how about a slow death sentence?
与其说是猝死，不如说是缓慢的死亡判决。
In David's second image, he describes being pulled out of the miry bog.
在大卫的第二幅画面中，他描述自己被从泥泞的沼泽中拉出来。
Instead of falling quickly and being tossed to and fro in the dark by an underground hurricane, imagine being fully aware.And seeing and feeling that you are stuck in a thick, muddy swamp that is trying to suck you under its depths.
想象一下，你并非迅速坠落，也不是被地下飓风在黑暗中抛来抛去，而是意识清醒地发现自己被困在一个厚厚的沼泽里，而沼泽正试图把你吸入更深的地方。
It is cold and clammy, and you try to struggle your way out, but the more you struggle,It seems to work against you, like quicksand.
四周冰冷潮湿，你拼命地挣扎想要脱身，但是越挣扎反而适得其反，就像陷入流沙一样。
In both situations, life is out of control and you become overwhelmed with powerlessness to do anything to help yourself in that situation.
在这两种情况下，生命都失去了控制，你感到无能为力。
So all you can do is just cry for help because you feel anxiety, depression, and most devastatingly, despair.
所以你只能呼求，因为你感到焦虑、沮丧以及最绝望的无助。
This is what David is going through, and God has saved him from that.
这就是大卫所经历的，而上帝拯救了他。
However, God's salvation is not limited only to clearing all of that fear.Terror and hopelessness from inside David, but also consists of giving him a solid foundation on which to stand and a blessed assurance for the future.
然而，上帝的救赎不仅限于消除大卫内心的恐惧、惊慌和绝望，更在于赐予他坚实的基础，让他能够站稳脚跟，并对未来充满美好的盼望。
David indicates that God has set his feet upon a rock.Which has allowed his steps to be secure.
大卫指出，上帝已将他的脚立在磐石上，使他的脚步稳固。
There's peace to be had going from being tossed around by a hurricane or sinking in a muddy pit to now standing on a solid rock, in which there are no questions if he will fall and live or die.
从被飓风吹得东倒西歪或陷入泥潭的境地，到现在可以稳稳地站在坚实。石的磐石上，他内心充满了平安，不再担心自己会跌倒，也不再为生死而忧虑。
Every step he takes moving forward can be done with confidence, and you know this is not coming from himself, but it was given to him by the grace and mercy with God.
他在这块磐石上所探出的每一步都充满信心，而这份信心并非源自于自身，而是上帝的恩典与怜悯所赐的。
And as long as he sticks to the solid path, he will go where God wants him to go.
只要他坚持走在这条坚实的道路上，他就能达到上帝想要他带他去的地方。
If this sounds familiar, then maybe that's because that describes your faith journey, going from a time when your life felt lost in the darkness of sin apart from God.
如果这一切都听起来非常熟悉，那或许是因为他描述了你的信仰过程。你的历程，你曾经的生活迷失在罪恶的黑暗中，远离上帝。
Sin has a way of turning our lives upside down and inside out as we get bombarded by the sin around us through direct conflict or indirect social justice injustice.
罪恶会彻底的颠覆我们的生活，让我们身心俱疲。无论是直接的冲突或间接的社会不公。我们都不断受到周遭罪恶的侵袭。
Sin also is a way of gripping our hearts with idolatry and temptations, leading us to sink deeper into a spiral of shame and isolation.
罪恶也会以偶像崇拜和诱惑的方式牢牢地抓住我们的心，使我们越陷越深，最终陷入羞耻和孤立的泥潭。
Rather than taking control of sin, we are unknowingly controlled by sin, and that is not something from which we can free ourselves.
我们非但无法掌握控制罪，反而不知不觉地被罪恶控制，而我们自身也无法摆脱这一种控制。
Just as David needed to be saved, so did we.
正如大卫需要被拯救一样，我们也需要被拯救。
We have to be free from it, and God has to be the one to do it.
我们必须从中解脱出来，而这只有上帝才能做到这一点。
And he has by sending his son, Jesus Christ, the rock by which we can set our feet and rest our faith.
而且他已经做到，他差遣了他的儿子耶稣基督，他是我们立足的磐石，也是我们信仰的根基。
This is why we celebrated Christmas this past week.
这就是为什么我们上周庆祝圣诞节的原因。
It marked the biggest step next to Easter in God's salvation plan for us, so we can take our own steps out of our sin-filled pit of destruction and miry bog, marked by crying, and into a life of hope, marked by a new song.
圣诞节标定着上帝为我们制定的救赎计划中仅次于复活节的最重要的一步，使我们能够走出充满罪恶的和毁灭的泥潭，摆脱哭泣和痛苦，迈向充满希望的新生活，唱着新的赞歌。
This takes us to our third and final aspect, God's transformation.
这引出了我们第三个也是最后一个面向，神带来的转变。
God's transformation can take many shapes.
神所带来的转变可以多种形式展示。
It can be as simple and yet as deeply meaningful as a name change or a change in the way you see yourself, suggesting a new identity.
它可以像改名字一样简单，却又意义深远，或又或改变你对自己的看法，从而塑造一个新的身份。
In Genesis 32, verses 27-28, it says, The man asked him, What is your name? Jacob, he answered. And the man said, Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome.
在创世纪里面说，那人说你叫什么名字？他说雅各。那人说你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力都得了胜。
Here's an example where Jacob, who was known for his checkered past, always running because his sin of deceit always seemed to be catching up to him, finally is put in the position to face who he is, and as he struggles with God.
这是一个例子，雅各因其不光彩的过去而闻名，他总是在逃避，因为他欺骗的罪孽似乎总一直在追随着他，最后他被迫面对真实的自己，并与上帝摔跤。
God's encounter reveals to Jacob his need for him, and when he figures out who he's wrestling with, he would not let go until God blessed him.
与上帝的相遇让雅各意识到自己需要上帝，当他明白自己在与谁摔跤时，他紧紧抓住上帝不放，直到上帝赐福于他。
God blesses him with a new name and identity as a rock to stand on, but with a limp, mind you, which means his own strength will never be enough to walk moving forward.
上帝赐给他一个新的名字和身份，使他成为一块可以依靠的磐石，但同时他也让他瘸了一条腿，这意味着他靠自己的力量永远不足让他继续前进。
If he wants to hold steady on the rock God gave him to walk on, he was going to need to rely on God.
如果他想要稳稳地站在上帝给他的磐石上，他就必须要依靠上帝。
Jacob thanked God for that transformative moment, and because of that testimony, Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because that is where God touched Jacob, which caused the limp.
雅各感谢上帝赐给他这个改变人生的时刻，也正因为这个经历，以色列人就不吃附在髋关节上的肌腱，原因是上帝触碰雅各的地方，导致他瘸了腿。
One of my favorite transformations from one of God's encounters is in John chapter 4, where Jesus meets the lonely, sinful Samaritan woman who kept away from everyone because of her shame.
我最喜欢的神与人相遇的经历之一是记载在约翰福音第四章，耶稣在那里遇到了一位孤独的撒玛利亚妇人，她因羞耻而远离了人群。
Jesus showed her compassion despite her resistance by not only talking to her, but extended her the invitation to believe in him by revealing he was the Messiah despite her sinful background.
尽管她有所抗拒，耶稣仍对她充满怜悯，不仅与她交谈，而且还向她表明自己就是弥赛亚，邀请她相信他，尽管妇人有着罪恶的过去。
And what was the result of Jesus reaching out to her next to that well, pulling her out of that pit of destruction and miry bog that was the broken relationships and shame and judgment from the people around her, which she was hiding from in life?
耶稣在那口井边向他伸出援手，将他从毁灭的深渊和泥泞的沼泽中拯救出来，摆脱了破碎的人际关系、羞耻感以及周围人的批判，而这些正是他一直试图逃避的。
How did Jesus change her heart?
耶稣是如何改变他的心呢？
Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did."Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him.
那妇人留下水罐，回到城里，对众人说：“来看看这个人，竟把我所做的一切都告诉了我。难道他就是他？难道他就是他？弥赛亚吗？”众人便出城往他那里去。
And what did this lead to? Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him.Because of the woman's testimony, he told me everything that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
那城里许多撒玛利亚人因那妇人的见证而信了他说。他把我所做的一切都告诉了我。于是撒玛利亚人来到他那里，催促他与他们同住，他就与他们住了两天，并且因他所说的话，许多人信了他。他们对那妇人说：“我们已不再单凭你的话而信，现在是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是拯救世界的救世主。”
Jesus changed this woman's heart by showing her grace and mercy out of compassion for her.And that marked a turning point for her in which the words that were coming out of her mouth and her actions became different from what they were before.
耶稣出于对 这位妇人的怜悯，向她展示了恩典和慈爱，因此而改变了她的心。这成为她人生的转捩点，她的言语和行为都与之前截然不同。
She was singing a new song because Jesus had placed a new one in her heart and the peoplefound that tune to be catchy.
他唱了这首新的歌，因为耶稣在他心中注入了新的旋律，人们发现这旋律非常的动听。
So they had to check it out and believe for themselves.
于是他们不得不亲自去了解，最后相信。
If this sounds familiar, it should be because it goes back to what happened with David in our passage.
如果这听起来的很熟悉，那是因为他与我们经文中所记载大卫的。
He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
他使我口唱新歌，是赞美我们神的歌。众人并看见而惧怕，并要依靠耶和华。
Our testimonies of faith are a new song that God puts in our mouths that ought to come out. Because when we praise God with how he has saved us,It shows others God's love and goodness and gives them the chance to see their need for God as well.
我们的信仰见证是上帝赐给我们的一首新歌，我们应该把它唱出来。因为当我们赞美上帝的救恩时，就能向他人展现上帝的爱和良善，也让他们有机会意识到自己也同样需要上帝。
When we talk about God and share how much he has changed us for the better or how he has sustained us,through the hard times in life, it reveals how much we have put our trust in him.
当我们谈论上帝分享他如何改变我们的时候，使我们变得更好，或他如何在人生艰难时期扶持我们时，就表明我们对他的信靠有多深。
And when those around us see how much we have put our trust in God, then according to God's word here, that it will pave the way for them to put their trust in Him too.
当周围的人看到我们如此信靠上帝时，就正如圣经所说，这会为他们的信靠铺平道路。
And I'll conclude with this.
让我总结一下。
This past year, our church theme has been follow Jesus and make disciples.
在过去的一年，我们教会的主题是跟随耶稣，生养门徒。
Last week, we had the chance to see three sisters sing a new song in their lives because of God's love for them and their faith in Jesus.
上个礼拜，我们有幸看到三位姊妹因神的爱和他们对耶稣的信心，在生命中唱出新的诗歌。
As we enter into this new year, I invite you to reflect on the song your heart has been singing this past year.
在新的一年到来之时，我想邀请大家反思过去一年里你们心中一直都在唱的怎么样的歌。
This invitation to reflect is not only for unbelievers, but also for people who have already put their faith and commitment in Jesus, but maybe have had a quieter year.
这个反思的邀请不仅是针对非信徒，也包括那些以信靠耶稣为生于他的，但过去一年生活比较安静的信徒。
If you feel it is a time for change, then today is as good as any to ask God for it.
如果你觉得是时候做出改变了，那么今天就是向神祈求改变的最佳时机。
Let us go into 2026 singing the same song, praising God together.
让我们一起带着同样赞美之歌迈入2026年，共同称颂神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for this message and the reminder of the song that we've been given through your Son, Jesus Christ.
我感谢你赐给我们这则信息，以及透过您，透过儿子耶稣基督赐给我们这首歌曲。
It is a song of love and hope and one that makes life feel less of a storm and more of a calm water.
这是一首充满爱与希望的歌曲，盼望我们的生活不再暴风骤雨，而是平静安宁。
For anyone who does not know the goodness of your song, may you open them up to your melody by the power of the Holy Spirit.
愿您借着圣灵的大能，让所有不了解您这首歌美好的人都能聆听到你的旋律。
And for those who have been going through the motions, lip syncing, may you stir their hearts again, reminding them the power their testimonies have for the people who are still waiting to hear them sing it for them.
对那些只是敷衍了事、口是心非的人，愿您再次感动他们的心，让他们明白他们的见证对于那些人在等待聆听他们歌唱的人来说是多么有力量。
Lord, we give you all the glory you deserve.
主啊，我们将一切荣耀归给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you please stand? We sing the responding song in this song. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated. Yeah, 感谢赞美主，莫大山会。